In this bulletin, Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt optimistic the national vaccine rollout will achieve an October target. Australian fashion icon Carla Zampatti to be honoured with a state funeral. And in sport, world number one Ash Barty says successfully defending the Miami Open title has been confidence boosting. For the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says Australia is on track to meet the target of offering a first coronavirus dose for Australians who want one by October. He says an earlier target to vaccinate 4 million Australians with one dose by the end of March fell short by more than 3.3 million because of overseas supply issues with the vaccines. Mr. Hunt says he has confidence in the targets going forward because of the capacity to make vaccines in Melbourne.
As to the rate in October and September of completing the program, that will depend simply on the supply. The supply at this stage is looking strong. We are in a very fortunate position given the global circumstances with our CSL production.
The Therapeutic Goods Administration and the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation yesterday recommended no change or pause to the vaccine rollout. The bodies say there is no definitive evidence at this stage to establish a causal link between the AstraZeneca vaccine and a Melbourne man in his 40s who was hospitalised with a rare blood clotting disorder. So far, the total number of people vaccinated across Australia is 841,885. No local cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Australia over the last 24 hours, although Queensland recorded an overseas case in hotel quarantine involving an arrival from Pakistan. The state's Deputy Chief Health Officer, Dr. Sonia Bennett, says she's confident most of the high-risk close contacts of confirmed cases involved in the current Brisbane outbreak have been tested and isolated.
It is the Easter weekend and there are a lot of people who find themselves in quarantine at the moment that didn't expect it. And that's obviously very difficult, and we'd just like to say thank you to those people because it's all contributing to this outbreak response. So I think we can be confident that most of the contacts and people at risk that we've identified have been tested.
The family of Australian fashion icon Carla Zampatti has accepted the New South Wales government's offer of a state funeral. The Italian-born designer died at Sydney's St Vincent's Hospital on Saturday morning after a serious fall at an outdoor opera performance. In a statement, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian described the designer as talented, generous and inspiring, a true trailblazer in every respect. Details of the state funeral will be provided in the coming days. Another Indigenous person has died in police custody, the fifth across Australia, in a month. The latest death involves a 45-year-old male inmate at Perth's Casuarina Prison, which is Western Australia's main maximum security prison. He was taken to Fiona Stanley Hospital on Friday and died on Saturday after undergoing a medical procedure. WA Police will prepare a report for a coronial inquiry in accordance with all deaths in custody. Australians attending Easter Sunday services say there's a special sense of appreciation this year. 1 year ago, many churches and other places of worship were in lockdown due to the public health emergency. Last July, Our Lady of Lebanon Maronite Catholic Church in Sydney had to temporarily close after cases were linked to the location. This parishioner says it's great to be back.
We haven't been here in over a year and we have been hanging and dying just to come to church. So thank God that it's all over and it's almost over and it's finished and we get to come back and enjoy something that means the most, something so special to us and to our kids, to bring our kids and show them what this means to us.
And to sport in tennis, world number one Ash Barty has dismissed suggestions that she had unfairly held onto the top ranking while opting not to compete on the WTA Tour for most of 2020 due to the pandemic. The WTA tweaked the ranking system last year to ensure that players were not penalised for their inactivity. In her first tournament outside Australia for over a year, Barty has retained her Miami Open title against Canada's Bianca Andreescu, who retired in the second set of the final due to an ankle injury. Barty says the win has been confidence boosting.
On a personal note, it's incredible. The first time I defended the title, which is really, really exciting. And I have so many good memories here in Miami, and I'm just really excited that we could kind of kickstart what's going to be a really long, long season away from home for us in the best possible fashion.
And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy 30. Adelaide, cloud clearing 26. Melbourne, partly cloudy 20. The same for Hobart, 21. Canberra, partly cloudy 25. Wollongong, shower 2, 25. Sydney, showers 27. Newcastle, shower 2, 26. Brisbane, rain 25. Cairns, showers 31. And Darwin, possible storm 33. This is SBS News.